New Neighbours. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Katie McCormick. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. New Neighbours. Alice wasn't sure that she liked the look of the new neighbours. She decided when she first saw them yesterday that there was something very odd about them, something not quite right. She shuddered to think, something not quite human.
Oh, goodness me, dear,
said Alice's mother when Alice told her what she thought.
The neighbours look perfectly ordinary to me. I think you've been reading too many mystery books. Your imagination's gone wild.
It was true. Alice did like reading mystery books and watching mysteries on TV and at the movies. But she was sure that wasn't what made her worry about the neighbours. No, there really was something strange about them. There were quite a few of them, including some who didn't look well and had to be helped inside. Then there was the stuff they brought in with them. Not just furniture, but strange boxes and odd-shaped packages. Chapter 2. Curious. As Alice watched the neighbours move in from her bedroom window, she thought she saw one of the men carrying a body wrapped in a blanket. She pressed her face hard against the window to try to see properly. As she did, she was sure she saw an arm drop out from under one side of the blanket. Alice knew there was no point in saying anything to her mother. She wouldn't believe her.
I'll go over tomorrow and have a look around myself,
she thought to herself. But just as she drifted off to sleep, something woke her. A loud bang, and then what sounded like a scream. Alice leapt out of bed and pulled back the curtains. She looked down into a window of the house next door and saw a shadow on the wall. It seemed to be the shadow of a hammer that rose and fell, crashing down onto something or someone she could not see. Alice ran down the hall and woke her parents.
Something terrible is happening next door,
she shrieked. By the time her parents made their way to her room, everything was quiet. All the lights were out, and there was nothing to see. Hmm, said her dad, scratching his head. Your imagination, Alice, really. Chapter 3. More Curious. When Alice woke the next morning, the first thing she did was peer outside. The house next door seemed quiet. When she went down for breakfast, her mum said the neighbours had gone out early.
Did they all go out?
Asked Alice.
I mean, there seemed to be so many of them.
Alice's mum gave her a strange look.
There aren't that many of them,
she said.
But yes, I think they've all gone.
After breakfast, Alice went outside and, when she was sure no one would see her, she jumped into the neighbour's yard. Then she crept up to the kitchen window and peered in. Noticing the window was open, she pushed it up and climbed inside. Alice wandered down the hall, looking from room to room. The place was a mess of half-open boxes and scraps of paper. There were pieces of furniture and piles of clothes and blankets. Nothing too strange. Then she stopped at the living room door, looked in, and froze. Chapter 4. what Alice saw. Alice screamed and turned to run back down the hallway. Suddenly, the front door burst open and four of the new neighbours stood there.
Who are you?
Demanded one of them as he walked towards her.
Oh, get away from me!
She yelled.
You're not going to kill me as well.
Kill you? Asked the man. What do you mean?
That!
Screamed Alice, pointing at the body slumped across the table in the living room. Suddenly, Alice's mum appeared, following the sounds of Alice's screams.
What's going on?
She shouted, running through the front door. Everyone packed into the space in the hallway, near the living room doorway. They all stared to where Alice was pointing.
Oh, goodness me,
said Alice's mother.
Oh, dear.
Then she broke into a mad kind of laugh. Chapter 5, The Workshop.
I'm sorry to disappoint you,
said one of the neighbours, sounding a little annoyed.
But that's a puppet. We're puppeteers, and we're using this place as our workshop. We're making some new giant puppets for our next show. See, if you look around, you'll notice arms and legs everywhere. All I can say is thank goodness you didn't find those first.
Alice stared around her. Sure enough, there were some legs under the sofa and an arm on the chair. The puppeteers were nice to Alice and her mum. When Alice told them what she'd seen, they understood why she'd broken into their house. They'd have done the same thing, they said. But somehow, despite what they said, Alice couldn't get over the feeling that there was something odd about them. Something not quite right.